KXSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The U.S. military moving additional hardware to the Middle East amid threats of retaliation against Israel by Iran.
Iran's retaliation for a Hamas leader's assassination earlier this week expected any time now, as the U.S. urging Americans here in Israel to stay close by to safe rooms.
That's ABC's Matt Rivers. Meanwhile, a violent weekend in the region as Israeli airstrikes early Sunday have killed 12 people in Gaza, including four who were sheltering in a tent camp. Meanwhile, a stabbing attack in Tel Aviv carried out by a Palestinian left two people dead. Former President Trump campaigning in Georgia, still focusing on the last election. Trump attacked Georgia's Republican governor on social media ahead of his rally on Saturday, claiming Governor Kemp is, quote, fighting unity and the Republican Party. Trump also criticized Kemp's wife for saying she would not vote for Trump. This is ABC News. Days after Elon Musk announced SpaceX was leaving California for Texas, another huge company says it's doing the same. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
After being founded in California and running its headquarters here for 145 years, Chevron is the latest company to say goodbye to the state for a move to Texas. Chevron has been in a battle with California after the state sued oil companies over global warming. Jim Wunderland with the Bay Area Council says this should be a wake-up call to California.
State leadership needs to take notice of this and acknowledge it and ask the hard question is, why do companies feel they're better off in Texas?
Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Police in Michigan investigating after a two-year-old shot himself on Saturday. First responders say they discovered the boy with a gunshot wound to the stomach. Was taken to the hospital in stable condition. Authorities looking into whether the babysitter left guns unsecured in the child's reach. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a couple thoughts about cryptocurrency. Now, I'm going to say right up front that I am married to a man who has a little bit of cryptocurrency, so I know there are some smart and very handsome folks in that space and that money can be made in it. Now, with that out of the way, I'm going to quote Michelle Singletary, who's the Washington Post money columnist, and she recently said, investing in crypto is highly speculative and inappropriate for most everyday investors. I think she nailed it for those of us who don't work in the money trading business. People who got in early, at least some of them, have done okay. And even when you hear about record highs for Bitcoin or Ether, just know that there are plenty more epic plummets that might not be making your feed. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Five from Niagara Falls, Canada, and we are local music right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Yeah.
right? Much like this radio show. It's called Autopilot. It is breaking still. My good friends here from Southern Ontario. 8045 Radio Show. Shane Christopher Neal. It is the weekend, my friend, right here on MaxSync Radio, along the Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. We got local music from someplace else for you, Wisconsin. All right, on the program today, Suicide Star. Last weekend, I hosted an event out in Port Coburn. If you've never been to Port Coburn, it's a nice, very nice place. Right on Lake Erie. And Suicide Star played. Their latest single is called 21 Guns. That is on the way. Angelica Appelman stopped by a couple of weeks ago to talk about her single Ringtone. We're going to play that for you today. And Brooklyn Blackmore going to feature a song, brand new song called Lipstick Stains. It's coming your way this hour right here on Indy 45. First, though, my friend Kyle Walkup is on the way. Maybe he'll walk up to you, Wisconsin, and say hello, but probably not. He is from Southern Ontario. But I see Lyric Doobie, my good friend. He was out in Ottawa. I saw him a couple of weeks ago in Toronto, but he was out in Ottawa at the Blues Fest. I believe he was opening for Nickelback. And here, this is just a rumor. It may not be true. But Jimmy Kay apparently is a huge fan of Nickelback. So if you have any Nickelback memorabilia lying around, if you have anything you want to send Jimmy Kay that says Nickelback, he would love you for that. Indy 45, this is MaxSync Radio, Civic Media Radio Network.
Days to your back in my arms. Venus, how I missed you, promised to never let you go. Regrets what I've been feeling lately, I'm glad you're coming home. It was only 6 days we spent together and the winter's been so cold. When we meet again, I promise my friend, we're hitting up the road. With all the tunes and all the rooms where everyone's ears to hear, I'll make some noise, but you're the one they all come out to cheer. Promise to never let you go. What seemed like forever, but the wait's finally over. As we say, we're living the dream. Let's hope that this lasts our lifetimes, as we shall make one hell of a team. Venus, how I missed you. Promise to never. Venus, how I missed you, promised to never let you go. Venus, how I missed you, promised to never let you go. Venus, how I missed you, promised to never let you go.
Song is called Now Venus from Kyle Walkup, Indy 45, Max Sync Radio right here along the Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal bringing you local music from someplace else. Broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. But this artist coming up is not from Ontario. She's from Canada. She is from Nova Scotia, which is a beautiful place. Her name is Brooklyn Blackmore. And for a number of years, I hosted country radio here in Canada. I've interviewed Brooklyn a few times, but she has now collaborated with the great Aaron Goodvin here in Canada, along with Brent Baxter. They wrote the song, and it was co-produced by Grammy-nominated Nashville producer Matt McClure and Aaron Goodvin, who is a great producer in his own right. The song is called Lipstick Stains. I'm featuring it today, Brooklyn Blackmore, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, right along the Civic Media Radio Network.
My house is packed with a bunch of girls. Bluetooth, Beyonce, and run the world. It's Friday night, no boys allowed. Getting all dolled up, it's about to go down. Get that number for the cab and call it. Somebody pour me a roll rocket. We're gonna blow in with the blow out like a hurricane. Ain't no doubt, ain't passing around our numbers or our names. Gonna break some necks and break some hearts, paint the town red. Disappear.
Hello? I am not dealing with this.
I used to spend my nights waiting for your name to light up my phone. I was so hung up on hearing your voice. I hated being alone.
And Ringtone, Indy 45. It is Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal is the weekend. And last weekend, I hosted a great event at a place called Whiskey and Walleye. Clearly, it's on the water. In a great place called Port Coburn, Ontario, Canada, about 20 minutes-ish from the studio that I'm broadcasting in right now. And my good friend, Suicide Star, were opening the show for a band called Svengali, a great rock band from Canada. And before they were Suicide Star, a few of the members of the band were in a band called Step Echo. And on Max Inc. Radio years ago, the great Phoenix Camara used to play a lot of Step Echo. So we're actually going to play a Step Echo song coming up. They redid the song Eyes of a Stranger by the Paolas. We're going to get to that after some Suicide Star. 21 Guns rocking it up right now. On 8045 Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah.
Local from Niagara Falls, Canada, my name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45, right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If you don't give me what I want, then I'll give you ultimatums. You push me to my limit and I've run out of patience. So if you don't give me what I need, simply put, I'll give you agony. When I tell you you don't listen, I have stated my conditions. No, I don't think you listen. You treat me like I'm crazy, but you're the one who made me. Yeah, I swore no one would change me. I'm different.
It'd be too late, and I'd rather be without you than be someone I hate. I'm such a mess, I know it's true.
I'd rather be without you than be someone I hate. Yeah, I'd rather be. used to wake up in the night in case you'd call. I used to stay up writing songs on my bedroom wall. If you can't hear me outside your door just yelling, come on home. To write down my dreams on a blank white page, put them away and take them out another day. Now these days I ain't got too much to say. Every letter through each stitch and weave. Now these days I don't fall so easily. Filling up my head, don't waste my time on all the things I never said, or all the things that I wished I'd done instead.
Just a kid, that was a long time ago. Shane Christopher Neal, Indy 45, Max Sync Radio, Civic Media Radio Network. That is my good friend Evan Rotella. And I hope you caught the show last weekend, because Evan Rotella stopped by to tell us about his brand new album, Happy to Be Here, where you can find that song. And also about his great band that includes the great Mark Rogers on drums from LMT Connection. He also produced the album as well. Coming up, I've got the JDM Band. They have just put out some new music. We're going to get to a song they put out a little while ago, but maybe we'll get some new music if Jay would just send it to me. And kind of some TMZ news from Rose Cora Perry. What's going on there? The latest, The Cure, is on the way. Right now, a good friend of mine, his name's Adam Bears, and he's a singer-songwriter, and we have a mutual friend. His name was Sean Spensley, who passed away a couple of years ago. And Adam has been kind enough to help produce a couple of songs that I was working on, along with Randy Bishop, Bobby R. Rock, and Sean at the time of his passing. And Adam is going to bring them to light this August, so I'm super excited for that. NT1078, Below the Surface, Industry 45. This is Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network.
About last night, I don't know what it was. Two good friends
Might have drank too much. It could have been Coltrane or the storm outside. Girl, there was nothing we could do about last night. Now your skirt's on the table, wine bottle empty, CD still spinning, can't find my tie. Sun through the window, sober's the moment, but we didn't think twice about last night. Could pretend that when I walked you home, I didn't want to come in. And if it was a mistake, well, it sure felt right. But I don't remember everything about last night. Now your skirt's on the table, wine bottle in. Sun through the window, sober's the moment, but we didn't think twice about last night. Skirts on the table, wine bottle empty, CD still spinning, and I can't find my tie. Sun through the window, sober's the moment, but we didn't think twice about last night. About last night. Don't know what he was. Two good friends might have drank too much.
I tell you about last night, I just don't remember. Marshall Dane, get a lot of requests for Marshall Dane on this show. ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. He is from St. Catharines, Ontario. You're listening to local music from someplace else, Wisconsin. Shane Christopher, now broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Canada. Jay Diem is on the way from Welland, Ontario. And big news, Rose Cora Perry sent me a message. Her and Tyler, her drummer, had been dating forever, and they broke up. Oh, no. That's never good. Love and rock and roll never works out. Maybe there is a cure. I don't know. Rose Cora Perry, The Truth Untold. The song is called The Cure. Industry 45, Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media.
Questions.
Life is short, my friend. JD and Band from Welland, Ontario. Industry 45. Right here on Max Sync along Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal. ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. Hope you'll check out my website as we wrap up the show. ShaneChristopherNeal.com. That's N-E-A-L. Serena Prime did me a solid a couple of weeks ago. She put together a band called American Ninja. She is one of the best we have here in Southern Ontario. And boy, did she light it up at Welland Flow Fest. People just loved her, and she put an album out many years ago, Serena Prime and the Mandevilles. My good friend Alan Colavecchia on drums. We end with Turn a Blind Eye, Industry 45. Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As I can, I'm so tired of this.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is...
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today. Peter@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support.
WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.